The buildings in Chippewa Falls and Green Bay provided shelter and substance abuse counseling under what's known as the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. Governor Tony Evers' state budget proposal requested around $2 million in additional funding to keep them open. Republican lawmakers did not approve it and have claimed the governor could have used other funds. During a press conference Tuesday, Democratic State Senate Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein said GOP leaders have continued to block attempts to reopen the facilities.
This is honestly just stating the facts of the timeline which led us to where we are today, which is these facilities closing and our veterans being rehoused and rehomed somewhere else.
The State Department of Veterans Affairs says around 40 veterans served by the facilities have transitioned to stable housing or other assistance programs. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.